This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hannah can't decide if you're supposed to be naked or not. We're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Maybe you can help. When you get a massage, are you supposed to be naked? Or do you have to wear underwear? Do you wear a bra if you're a woman? Like, do you wear a cover-up? Do you wear shorts? Where are you supposed to be wearing when you get a massage? 314-531-9898. Do you get a lot of massages, Hannah?
So, no, I don't, clearly, since I'm asking this question. But last week, my back was in severe pain. Like, I couldn't even rest my back upon, like, the seat in my car. My back was hurting so bad. So I knew I had to get a massage. I booked it and I went in and the girl was like, okay, you know, you can just lay down, go under this blanket, and then I'll come back in. And I was like, wait, like, do I get, like, what do I wear? She said, wear whatever you feel comfortable in.
Oh, that's a trap question.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Right.
Feel comfortable.
And
I don't know the answer to that.
I was so puzzled by that. I didn't ask more questions. I just was like, okay. So I'm thinking in my head, like, well, what? I don't want to be the one girl that's booty buck naked on this table when everybody else, like, follows suit of wearing, like, a bra and underwear. So I did not know what to do. I'm texting my sisters. I'm like,
you started texting people?
Yeah, I was like, I have like 60 seconds before this girl comes back in. I don't know what to do. Like, do I take off my underwear? What do I do? And they're like, no, just wear your underwear. It's like a tanning bed. And I was like, okay. So I just got in my underwear.
Are you supposed to wear underwear in a tanning bed, too?
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to tan naked. Is that
See, that's a question.
I don't ever want my coochie just on the thing. So I
wear a thong in the tanning bed.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
What do you do for the massage though? Sounds like a massage was different than tanning bed.
I wear a thong when I'm getting a massage.
Okay, that's what I did too.
Okay.
But I didn't know, and so then I didn't know if I was supposed to be naked at all. So I'm like hiding all my clothes like in my purse because I'm like, I don't know what she wants to see or not.
So you're hiding your clothes in your purse?
Yes, like I was just freaking out. I felt so scared. So then I like put the blankets up like all the way. I have my head in like the hole and she comes in and I seriously was sweating because I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be naked or not. So
I think you're supposed to be
even
naked.
Even if I'm not, like, I'm just naked. So
you should always wear underwear when you are getting a massage.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're supposed to be naked though.
No.
Doesn't it block? I don't get massages
well,
a lot.
Like,
I thought you're supposed to be.
If a girl's wearing like a thong, like she can still touch like your, and like massage like your glute.
Your glute?
In like all the right places.
Because that's what I was afraid of. And then like, what about the hips and stuff?
I don't ever need my front touched.
Yeah, but what if they like put oil or something on you?
That's a whole different lawsuit thing.
Right, yeah.
So why would it just need to be out? So I thought thong was fine, but then why would I wear a bra or like wear a bra or not?
Never a bra.
So the bra gets in the way, same way a thong would get in the way, right? Because the material when you're like, they're doing the hips and stuff, like when you're hip flexors, whatever those things are called.
Thongs are so tiny and thin, they're like barely there, but they cover what they need to cover.
Well, is there like, I don't know, a massage therapist code where they can't say, hey, I prefer you to be naked?
Well,
I don't know.
I have way too much anxiety for her to give me like some open-ended answer. So her saying, do whatever you feel comfortable with, I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm comfortable with.
That feels
with.
Like you're supposed to be naked. That's why I thought it. That's what she's saying. That's a leading.
No.
Because she can't say it because Karen's going to bed.
Yeah, I don't think you
she's saying, hey, we prefer if you're naked, but I can't say that legally.
Yeah,
that's
I got
what
a lot
saying.
Of oils over here.
I got a lot of oils
that I can't use if you're not nude. But I can't tell you to be nude because if I tell you to be nude,
that
breaks the law because I'm telling you to be nude and I can't do that.
I'm thinking Kevin's got it. I think Kevin's right, guys. I'm not lying. I like I think it's funny.
Is it different for girls and guys?
Good question. That's true.
Like, could you just have your weenie out and have it not be weird? What?
She said weenie.
Keep there, your weenie in.
But the guys wear it. We don't have thongs, so what about guys?
You have to wear your underwear.
I don't know. Let's ask if anyone out there knows what's the code of ethics. Anyone, a massage therapist out there, 314-531-9898. Tell me what to do with my weenie. I really need help. We're trying to decide if we're supposed to get naked or not. You're not supposed to help us while we're commercial free on the Brad Maga Show. When you get a massage, are you supposed to be naked? You're supposed to wear underwear, bra, shorts. Do you have to wear like booty short things so it's not just like a thong so you're not showing everything? Where's the level of exposure? 314-531-9898. Hannah, you said there is a text message you have to read.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This is so funny. We got a text saying we were at the Four Seasons at the Lake of the Ozarks with my ex-boyfriend. We were getting a couple's massage, and this was his first massage. And the lady was like, okay, just, you know, you can take your robe off and get comfortable. But she was meaning after she left the room, but he didn't understand that. So he dropped his robe right in front of her. His butt was out. His pee-pee was out and everything.
He's that's like, really bad.
I'm ready to get comfortable, baby. Right. What's up? Oh, my God. Jennifer, you just graduated from massage therapy school. Do you want to go back? And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore after I heard that story.
So that actually happens all the time.
Does it really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because people are naked. Are you supposed to be naked?
You can be naked if you want. That is up to the client.
See, this is a trap. Don't
see,
tell
us all these open-ended things.
Tell us what we're supposed to do, Jennifer.
Okay, so we normally come in, we bring you into our room, and we ask you to get undressed to your comfort level.
See, that's where I get confused. My brain stops working right there because I'm like, what do other people do? Like, what are the standards?
So typically we ask for the bras to come off just for the back massage. Like if you want to have your bra on, you can have it on, but you have to we have to have the back unstrapped to massage your back.
Mm. What about the butt?
The butt, I don't open up the glutes. I don't show the glutes. I massage the glutes through the sheet.
I don't open up the glutes. No, no spreading of the glutes.
No glutes.
Yeah. I want my glutes massaged, though. Josh, you were a massage therapist for 13 years. What do you do with the glutes?
Well, it depends on what the client wants, honestly. Like, I know the whole your comfort level.
Yeah, you guys are tricking us. Like, just tell us what we're supposed to do. We don't know what to do.
The whole thing is about a massage is for you to relax. If the idea of taking off more than your bra and underwear makes you uncomfortable, you're going to be stressed out. You're not going to be able to enjoy the massage.
So what if I just lay there with my shirt and my pants on?
I will make it work. A good massage therapist will work with whatever you give us.
Okay. Oh, wow. What do you prefer, though? Give us tell us the preference. You've been doing this for 13 years. Like Kevin said, what's the real secret?
Honestly prefer naked, but mostly more than that even is where you're comfortable.
Told you, nudity. It's where it's at.
Up or sweating or something like that, I would rather work.
Have you met Hannah? She's sweating the whole time.
Right,
anyway.
Yeah, right.
Hannah's like, you don't need the oil. I'm just sweating.
I cannot believe people are taking their underwear off. I had no idea that was happening.
100%. Will you think more common or less? Oh, we lost Josh before we got the end. No, Josh. Are you still there? Dang it. Okay, I got another massage therapist.
See, it's like some big massage therapist conspiracy theory. They won't say.
Jessica, you're a massage therapist, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the policy that you prefer, naked or not naked?
Naked. I need naked bodies.
Naked bodies.
Naked bodies, all the way.
And then what actually do you feel like? 70% go naked, 80%, 10%? What's the percentage?
No. Everybody's bashful. So I'd say 50% keep 50-50 on. Yeah. I've been doing it for like 20 years.
So you're saying you want naked bodies though because it helps the experience. It makes it easier for you to massage.
Yeah. I'm not a scared therapist. I make sure I get into all those muscles, but you got to make sure you drape.
She's a
properly.
Glute spreader.
Oh, you're a glute spreader. Okay, we get it.
I am a glute spreader.
I love how that's like a term now to show. Are you a glute spreader or not? Okay.
Now, well, let me ask you.
Next time we go to get a massage, you a glute spreader or not? What are you doing?
Besides being a glute spreader, Jessica, can you ask somebody or tell them, hey, I prefer you to be nude, or does that like cross some line?
Oh, yeah, is that the code?
No. So when I take my clients in, I'm like, look, go to your level of comfort, which you clearly is your boundaries. But I say, I prefer, no undies, no bra. If you need them, keep them. I do, however, suggest to women that want to keep their bras on, I'm like, look, I am going to unhook it because I can't work the muscles properly. Like, I always give that pre-warning to give them their boundaries, but I have them too. So
this is the same warning I have to tell my wife when I give her a massage. She's like, no clothes. I'm going to be a glute spreader. It's the same move I try to pull too, Jennifer. Thank you so much for the call. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almased, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almased has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.